Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Some big things happened while we were gone. One of which was Jeff Bezos's and Lauren Sanchez's wedding in Venice. And if you haven't seen photos of this wedding yet, it is insane. Lauren Sanchez's dress is like this custom made $300,000 gown. And of course, photos have come out of all the celebrities that were there. And I saw this article recently that came out that compared what it was like for him financially to fund this wedding. So if for the average person, a wedding is the kind of thing that you save up for over time. And, you know, if you're lucky to be able to have a big wedding and invite your own entire family, like it's a big deal and it's going to be a significant cost, you know, for your wallet. But for Jeff Bezos, who is worth $233.6 billion, when you find out he spends $51.1 million on a wedding, you're like, how does that really sit with his pocketbook? So this is from She Wolf of Wall Street. I got sent this by one of our listeners, so thank you for sending me this way. But it compares what the, like, how the average person would feel spending this kind of money with, like, how it is relative to his income. So his annual income is about $10 billion a year. If you were to, like, span it out over his lifetime, he would be making about $10 billion a year, wow, which is insane. The average U.S. median annual income is about $62,000.
Is that right?
So that's how we're going to be comparing it, like apples to oranges. So for Jeff Bezos' wedding, they had these luxury gift boxes, which when I saw how much these cost, I thought, oh my God, this is like some people's salary, like dual income, no kids salary. The luxury gift boxes cost $150,000. They had something called Murano glassware, which is so fancy that I don't even know what that is. They have like, it's like $220 per glass. Pastries from a very historic Venetian bakery. So all of that adds up to $150,000. And the relative cost, like this is how much it actually impacts him. So like, okay, when you spend $150,000, how does that clock in his brain? When you compare it to the average U.S. income, it's a dollar.
No.
What? It's like him spending $1 to give those gift boxes.
I think we have a really hard time. Like, we hear a billion, but I don't think we fully comprehend exactly how much a billion is. Like, it's just ridiculous.
It's an overwhelming number.
Dude, everything about this wedding, I feel like I have learned against my will. I don't know if they're paying for media pushes, but I don't care. But people don't realize the difference between a million and $1 billion is $1 billion. Seriously, when you look at the scale of it, that's how much money it is.
Can we pause for just one second? Because I had this for later on in the show and I was going to surprise Cassie with it, but since you brought it up, let's go ahead. So I'm scrolling on my vacation just to, you know, see what everybody is doing on some downtime, you know, because you don't want to think or anything. You have to occupy your mind with something. So I'm checking out Cassie's stories and I make a note to myself, be sure to talk about the outrage that Cassie has about the Bezos wedding, because it felt like every other post to me was just like, you so disturbed on how much money was being spent on this thing.
Dude, billionaires gross me out at this point. Like, once you, I think, start to grasp what it is, like what Abby did, that comparison, and then you're like, and there are still homeless people. Why? There's still hunger in the world. Why? And yes, I tried to pepper in like my own content, because at some point I was like, people are going to be like, this woman is unhinged, but I was just over everything.
So over it. I could tell with every post, it was like increasingly more annoyed by the money that was being spent on this wedding.
It's gross. I know, billionaires used to build things and now they just make us look at their wedding on Instagram. So they had 30 private water taxis at $250,000 that relatively cost him $1.79. Not too hard. She had a custom Dolce & Gabbana gown. Lauren Sanchez, or now Lauren Sanchez Bezos. $325,000 is how much it costs to make the gown. The relative cost, $2.16.
This is crazy, man.
So, really went all out on that one.
The most expensive thing he had to pay for was actually the donations to Venice, because there were so many people protesting and so many people that were upset that they were a part of the problem of increasing costs to live in Venice and how it was kind of pushing the locals out. So he ended up making a $3.6 million donation to Venice, which is the relative cost of about $24.
Dang.
And that is the most he spent cumulatively for one thing that we know of for this wedding. And for the relative cost for the $51.1 million wedding, that is the relative cost for him for about $339.
I know a lot of people will take a look at those pictures and see the beauty of Venice and all these extravagance of the wedding. Every single one of those pictures that came out, I looked at and I'm like, this is the last place on earth I would want to be. All the plastic, all the different wardrobe changes that were happening during the weekend. Miserable. It would be miserable to be there.
My favorite was how Leonardo DiCaprio was there, but did not want to get photographed at all with the way he had his hat over his face. I'm like, you can't hide, bro. Like, we know you're there.
And you know what? And the dude's made his own money, right? So he can spend it the way he wants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it just seemed like such a fake event that it seemed like such force enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
I was guessing that about half of the people at that place he had never even met before.
It's such a fake event, but can you imagine the gossip that came out of that weekend? Oh my God, the tea that some people are sitting on that we don't have, very envious of.
Hey, The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
We got some pretty big news over the break to where my DMs were blowing up and they were like, oh gosh, you guys are on vacation. I'm like, I know. This is like the biggest story we've been following for the last couple of months or so, or the last really year, because the Diddy verdict came out and he was found not guilty on some of the charges. And I think a lot of people are confused as to how this could happen, because I feel like there was a lot of evidence against him. There was a lot of testimonies that came out about the things that they experienced with him. And so the fact that he was only found guilty on two counts of transporting individuals for prostitution and not the big ones, which were racketeering and sex trafficking, I think people found a little bit shocking. So the reason he was not found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking, which were the big charges he was facing, was there was just not enough proof. And so when there's reasonable doubt, the jury can't convict him if they're like, well, he probably did it, but we just don't have enough evidence to show that he was really running some kind of like evil scheme. But there was absolutely enough proof to show that he was transporting women and paying them for certain services. So that's why those two charges went through and the other two did not. He was denied bail because obviously the judge is like, you're a little bit of a flight risk. We're going to keep you where we know we can find you, because his sentencing is going to be on October 3rd. His lawyers are trying to move it up sooner because he's already done about 10 months. The prosecutors are pushing for about 4 to 5 years behind bars, but of course he is trying to get a lot less than that. So he'll have some time served, and then they want max for him to serve about 27 months. So he won't be in prison much longer if that's the case. So very shocking news here on the Diddy trial.
I heard some of the pros saying that he could get as little as 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the defense is pushing for, 21 to 27 months. He's already served about a year. So, I mean, this time next year, he could be getting out of jail, which is pretty crazy. Of course, he's going to face a lot of civil lawsuits, because now I feel like all of these women and men feel empowered to speak up about what they went through with Diddy, to where now you see Cassie, his ex-girlfriend, get $20 million from him. I think everyone now kind of wants their payday for what they experienced with him.
He's radioactive now, though, right?
I don't think so.
You think people still work with him now?
I do, man.
Really?
I really do. I think with him getting not guilty on the major charges, it's going to give people the excuse or the reason. I think there's a lot of people in the industry, unfortunately, that have done similar things. They just haven't been caught, and we just don't know it. But I don't think people are going in that business, in that world, I should say, are going to look at Diddy as someone that they should stay away from as much as people
really
think.
Because to me, it was more than just that. It's been so many rumors about him poisoning people. Also, it seemed like it was right off of a Netflix movie, right? On how, like, almost gangster-like it was.
Yeah, Diddy is guilty of a lot. You know, he's just unfortunately not guilty of these things that they tried to prove within the court. But I just feel like that industry is evil. It's and it's a lot of people who are not going to see his past transgressions as reasons to stay away from him now that he has faced the court and walked away. He'll eventually be a free man. I mean, he might even get time served. Who knows?
Well, you know, the first A-lister celebrity who's supporting him is Kanye West, because he was outside the courtroom when the verdict happened.
Diddy's like, no, I don't need your help, bro. I'm good.
But apparently when the verdict came out, a lot of the inmates did like a standing ovation, and I guess we're on Diddy's side. And Kanye was outside with a bunch of other people shouting free Puff. So who knows, in 2 years we could be getting a Kanye and Diddy collab, which could be the most, as you said, radioactive collab in all of the rap industry.
It's the Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Drake has officially found somebody else to beef with. And it's not just somebody else. It is a vague group of people. Because now in his newest track that came out over the weekend, he is calling out all of his quote unquote friends that turned on him or deserted him during his very public beef with Kendrick Lamar. This is, I feel like, been one of the biggest stories of the last year and a half, especially with Kendrick performing at the Super Bowl halftime show and performing Not Like Us, which is that iconic diss track against Drake where he calls him a pedophile. Not good things, obviously. And because I feel like so many people have turned against Drake, it makes you wonder how his inner circle has reacted to it. And in his new song, What Did I Miss? He basically says, if you are hanging out with people that don't mess with me, or if you have turned your back on me, like, I'm out.
The one thing I do like about that is that if anybody, I think he's very good about connecting with an audience and sharing things that are relatable. And everybody's been betrayed by a friend before, mm-hmm. right? Most people. And I think the first question you ask yourself really is, what did I miss?
I think that's exactly what he's doing. Is betrayal is a universal language. Like you said, everybody has been betrayed, and Drake has a way of connecting to where his bars will be on Instagram. There'll be captions and people will be posting it or something. And I think that's what he was going for. But at the same time, I think it really has affected him. I mean, you can tell in the music that he's released since this has all happened that it's mentally, I think there's a hurdle that he is yet to get over, and he's struggling through it, and he's trying to get through it the best he can, but it doesn't look great.
Do you think people are going to see this as him sort of returning to like the vulnerable side of Drake and opening up and talking about what he's been through? Or do you think people are just going to see this as like, can you not let this go? Like, we've been talking about this for so long.
You know, I think people are going to do one or the other either way, right? So I think Drake is doing what he should do, actually. I think he should lean into the vulnerable Drake, because that's the most of his fan base. That's what they love him for. So while so many people are going to say, bro, let it go, get over it, your core fan base is going to stick with you because of why they have stuck with you. So I think he's doing what he should be doing, but at some point you do got to let it go.
You know, and I know a lot of times when we're talking about celebrities or we're talking about the entertainment buzz, they're just names and you kind of forget that they're real people. But think about this whole thing and how jarring and devastating it really has been in his life. I mean, humiliated publicly. He clearly got crushed in this. Business-wise, I mean, he's really going to take a hit. But on a personal level also, it's all happening in the public. So every single day you're seeing the comments, you're hearing the comments. And then on the personal level also is, who can I trust? Like, I've had so many people in my circle that I thought were on my side that ended up on a stage with Kendrick Lamar. Like, you start to question your own, like, eyes and your own gut. Like, I can't trust myself to trust other people anymore.
It has to be humbling. And because the dude been on top of his game for years now, since he started. And I do get that piece of it that, you know, like we said, everybody's been through that, to where you turn to your left and your right and the people you thought had your back the most seem to be your ops, as they put it. But I think people are struggling to give him empathy because of the humility that he did not show when he was on top and when he had his turn. And it's kind of like the chickens coming home to roost.
Okay.
That's kind of how I feel, where it's, you never know how that kind of situation is going to like bring out the worst in you. And so of course it may look like betrayal if his friends are hanging out with people that don't like him, his ops or whatever. But if you have turned into the kind of person that like is difficult to be around, or you're not showing humility under the like fire that Kendrick brought brought with all of his diss tracks, I think it makes a lot of sense that, yeah, your friends are probably going to distance themselves from you and also, you know, maybe hang out with people that don't mess with you either.
If it happens just one time to you, you start to question yourself. But mm-hmm. he's got like a dozen people that he thought were like his close friends that all ended up like betraying him.
Yeah, it's a pattern that will force you to see the common denominator in it all.
Yeah.
We need someone to like look at him and just level with him. Be like, dude, like really bring him into reality. So I think
really tell him what he missed. Since he asked me.
What I missed, we'll tell you.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.